Welcome, beautiful soul. Welcome to the sacred space between worlds. A place where you are invited to let go. A place where you are invited to remember. Take a slow, deep breath in and gently release it. Allow yourself to arrive fully in this moment. Perhaps you are sitting quietly. Perhaps you are walking beneath the open sky. Perhaps you are listening on your way home. It doesn't matter where you are. What matters is that you are here. Today we explore something that many people feel, yet few know how to describe. We are speaking about energy vampires, about people, situations, and energetic patterns that seem to leave us drained, exhausted, or disconnected from ourselves. And before we go any further, I want to offer you a simple reminder. There is nothing to fear. Awareness brings clarity, and clarity brings freedom. In the shamanic understanding of reality, everything is energy. Thoughts carry energy. Emotions carry energy. Words carry energy. Even relationships are living currents of energetic exchange. When these currents flow in balance, we feel nourished, inspired, and alive. When they become distorted, we may begin to feel depleted. An energetic vampire is often not a malicious person at all. More often, it is someone carrying deep wounds. Someone who has forgotten how to nourish themselves from within. Someone seeking unconsciously from others what they have lost connection to inside themselves. Some energy vampires constantly complain. Some thrive on drama. Some pull others into fear, guilt, or emotional chaos. And many are completely unaware that they are doing it. But people are not the only source of energetic drain. Shamanic traditions speak of lingering energetic attachments, old promises, unfinished emotional bonds, karmic connections, and sometimes energies that seem to clung to your light because they no longer remember their own. Before we learn how to protect our energy, we first need to understand something important. Not everyone who drains your energy is intentionally trying to harm you. In fact, many energy vampires are deeply wounded people. People who have forgotten how to nourish themselves from within. People whose souls are carrying burdens they may not even fully understand. From a shamanic perspective, every human being longs for connection. We long to feel seen. We long to feel valued. We long to feel that we belong. When these needs are met in a healthy way, energy flows naturally. But when a child grows up without emotional safety, without being truly heard, or without receiving the love they desperately needed, something begins to happen. A hunger is born. not a hunger for food, a hunger for validation, a hunger for attention, a hunger for significance. Many people carry this hunger into adulthood without realizing it. They search for outside sources to fill an emptiness that was created long ago. They seek resonance, constant attention, emotional reactions, drama, conflict, anything that makes them feel alive, even if only for a moment. This is why there is such an important difference between genuine connection and energetic dependency. Healthy connection feels nourishing. It allows both people to grow, both people to breathe, both people to remain themselves. Energetic dependency feels different. One person constantly gives, the other constantly takes. One person leaves feeling exhausted, the other leaves feeling temporarily relieved. This imbalance is often where the patterns of the energetic vampires begins. Over the years, I have observed that energetic vampires rarely appear in only one form. They wear many masks. One of the most common is the eternal complainer. You may know this person. No matter what happens, life is always against them. Every solution becomes a new problem. Every conversation circles back to suffering. You listen, you support, you encourage, yet nothing changes because they are not truly seeking healing. They are seeking energy. Another type is the creator of drama. Where there is a peace, they create conflict. Where there is harmony, they create tension. Chaos becomes their source of vitality. The emotional storms they create generate the attention they secretly crave. Then there is the guilt maker. This person may never ask directly for your energy. Instead, they use obligation. They make you feel responsible for their emotions, responsible for their happiness, responsible for their choices. Their favorite language is guilt. And guilt can become one of the strongest energetic cords connecting two people. Another form is the controller. This person feels unsafe when they cannot influence the actions of others. Control becomes their attempt to create security. Yet the more they control, the more energy they require, because their security can never be created through domination. It can only be created within. And then there is the narcissistic energy vampire. This is often the easiest type to recognize and the most difficult to escape. Their attention flows almost entirely toward themselves. They may harm. They may manipulate. They may idolize and later devalue. What they seek is not connection. What they seek is supply. a constant stream of admiration, attention, and emotional energy. Yet perhaps the most difficult energy vampire to recognize is the spiritual energy vampire. This person may speak beautifully about healing, about consciousness, about awakening. Yet behind the spiritual language, they constantly demand attention, validation, or emotional labor from others. Not everyone who speaks about spirituality is spiritually mature. True spiritual growth creates humility, not entitlement. The deeper question is this: why do some people affect us so strongly while others do not? The answer may lie in what shamans call resonance. In the shamanic view, energy moves between people constantly. Every interaction is an exchange. Every conversation is an exchange. Every relationship is an exchange. When two energies meet, they search for places of resonance, like tuning forks vibrating at the same frequency. This is why certain people can only drain us where wounds already exist. Where there is no hook, there's nothing to attack to. This understanding can feel uncomfortable, but it is also empowering, because it means your power has never truly left you. It means that healing your wounds weakens the cords that bind you. And speaking of cords, many shamanic traditions describe energetic connections between people as cords of energy. Some cords are healthy. They carry love, trust, support, mutual respect. Others become distorted. They form through fear, control, guilt, obligation, or unresolved emotional pain. The stronger these cords become, the more difficult it can feel to separate your emotions from someone else. You may suddenly feel emotions that do not seem entirely your own. You may think about someone constantly. You may feel responsible for their life, their healing, their happiness. This is often a sign that your center has shifted away from yourself. And whenever we lose our center, we become easier to influence energetically. So how do we recognize that something is happening? The signs often appear first within the body. You may feel exhausted after certain encounters. You may notice tension in your chest, a heaviness in your stomach, pressure in your head. Your body often knows before your mind understands. Emotionally, you have experienced sudden irritability, anxiety that seems to appear from nowhere, or the feeling that your emotional space has become crowded. Mentally, the signs can be just as clear: racing thoughts, confusion, self-doubt, obsessive thinking about another person, or the strange sensation that your inner voice can become quieter than usual. When this happens, breath, return to yourself, because the goal is never to fear other people. The goal is to know yourself so deeply that no one can pull you away from your own center. A strong tree does not fear the wind. Its roots simply run deeper, and so must ours. There is an old saying among shamans, where the light is, those who have lost their will eventually gather. Take a moment and gently reflect. Have you ever left a conversation feeling strangely exhausted? Have you ever felt tired without any physical reason? Have your thoughts suddenly become heavy, dark, or unfamiliar? Have you ever looked in the mirror and felt somehow disconnected from yourself? These experiences can be subtle. They may appear as emotional exhaustion, restlessness, irritability, sudden self-doubt, or the feeling that something is quietly draining your vitality. If you recognize any of this, please remember, this is not a sign of weakness. This is often a sign of sensitivity. And sensitivity is not a burden. It is a gift. The most important truth I can share with you today is, you are not powerless. Energy can only take hold where awareness is absent, where boundaries have faded, where old patterns continue to operate beneath the surface. Healing begins the moment you remember your center. And when you return to your center, your energy naturally begins to return as well. And so, beautiful soul, we come to the end of today's journey. If there is one thing I hope you carry with you after this episode, is this. Not everyone who enters your life is meant to stay. Some people arrive as companions. Some arrive as teachers. And some arrive as mirrors, reflecting the places within us that are still longing to heal. Energy vampires are not always enemies. Sometimes they are messengers. They reveal where our boundaries have become weak, where we have forgotten our own worth, where we have given away pieces of ourselves in the hope of being loved, accepted, or needed. But every energy was never meant to belong to others. Your light was never meant to be consumed. You are not here to carry the wounds of every soul you meet. You are not here to save everyone. You are not here to abandon yourself in order to be loved. You are here to remember who you are, to stand rooted like an ancient tree, to let your energy flow freely without fear, to give from abundance rather than obligation, and to return again and again to the secret center within yourself. So tonight, or whenever you are listening to these words, I invite you to take a slow breath. Feel the earth beneath you. feel your spirit within you and gently call your energy home from every place where you have scattered it, from every worry, every old attachment, every story that no longer belongs to you. Let it return. Let it settle. Let it become whole again. You're not broken. You're not depleted. You are simply remembering the way back to yourself. Thank you for walking this path with me today. May your spirit remain strong. May your heart remain open. May your boundaries be clear. May your light shine brightly, not because you fight the darkness, but because you remember the light that has always lived within you. Until next time, walk gently between the worlds. And never forget, the path home has always been with you.